Hey, this is Vicky Guerrero, and thank you for supporting and listening to the Wrestle Horror Podcast. Excuse me!
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Wrestle Horror.
Greetings, viewers and listeners. Meat Hook Jim, the Wrestle Horror Podcast. With me, as always, my co-host, Donnie Hoover. Donnie, today is Saturday, April 9th. This is going to go up on Monday, April 11th.
Yep.
And then we're going to be someplace Friday and Saturday next week. The Squared Circle Expo. It's coming up fast.
Oh, yeah. Like I said, that's the season. We got the Arnold out of the way, and the season's starting to kick in. We got a lot of stuff on the books and planned that we're going to be doing, and it's starting with the Squared Circle Expo. So we're pumped.
Definitely. And, you know, last year failed to get video. We're not going to do that again. We got everything ready. We got the rig. We got the microphones. We're going to have video for you next show, two shows, something like that. Anyway, We're going to be doing a lot of video. So you're not just going to hear us talking to the superstars. You're actually going to see it. Too bad the headbangers aren't going to be there again, because that was funny.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, too bad we didn't get that on video. That's a thing.
That and Shauna Reed and the Boogeyman.
Yeah. Yep, for sure.
But we'll probably pretend like he's around there someplace. Maybe we can get her again this time around. I'm excited. What a guest list this year.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they got a stacked card. It was stacked last year. That looks like they're bringing even more out this year. So, yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to it.
Yeah, I mean, definitely. It's probably at least a third more superstars than they had last year.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, easily. I mean, I'm going to guess, 20 to 30 maybe, at least.
Right. And, man, it's a who's who. I mean, WWE notwithstanding, lots of AEW, Impact, indie stars, just all over the place.
Just say, you know, all kind of different. It's like Brooke Hogan, you know, she's not an active wrestler, but yeah, she's going to be there because she's Brooke Hogan. And yeah, there's a lot of people like that. You know, I say Danhausen, that he's got me kind of excited to meet him. I've never met him in person yet, so Danhausen's going to be fun. And you know, like I said, there's a lot of them on this list that I'm looking forward to talking to.
And I just found out today that I will be participating in a photo op with our friend Mikey, with Hangman Adam Page.
Nice.
Current AEW world champion.
There you go. Can't beat that.
Oh, no, man. I'm excited about that. It's going to be cool.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm going to try to get a word with Rikishi too, because he's actually my mom's favorite wrestler. And, you know, she's no longer with us and all that. So it'll be kind of cool to see if I could get a word with him, and just to let him know that, you know, that she was his favorite, or he was her favorite wrestler when she was living. So that'd be kind of neat.
You know, not only wrestling stars, but I mean, we've got probably one of the best interviewers out there who also does a podcast, Chris Van Vliet.
Yeah.
He's all over the place with wrestling, especially AEW. And along with that, there's Alicia Tout. I mean, she's been doing this for a long time as well. So,
oh, yeah.
Not just the wrestlers, but it's other kind of talent. I think Marty Elias. Yeah, Marty Elias, former WWE referee, is going to be there. So,
Yeah, he was there last year too as well, wasn't he, if I remember right?
I think so. Yeah, I think he was.
Yeah, I think he did a seminar or something.
Yeah, but I mean, it is a stacked card. I mean,
oh yeah. Young stars, old stars, and everything in between.
Oh yeah. I mean, Ricky the Dragon Steamboat. That's exciting.
Mm-hmm. Steamboat, Ted DiBiase.
Yep. Lex Luger.
Oh yeah. All kind of. JBL. That'd be a good one to talk to.
Yeah. JBL. Yeah. Hopefully you guys listening get the opportunity to come out to this, because it is going to be off the chain. And not only will we be doing interviews with wrestlers and vendors, but we also have a booth there. So you got to come by and see the Wrestle Horror booth along with New Ohio Wrestling. We're going to have our Arnold's Sports Festival champion with us, Onyx.
Yep. Superman Onyx will be there with us. So it's going to be a fun weekend.
It is. You know, come by the booth, get your picture taken with our very own Wrestle Horror belt.
Yeah, we're bringing out all the belts. We're gonna see how many of the New Ohio belts we can get there, and we're gonna have the Wrestle Horror belt, our fitness belt, our Wrestle Fit belt. We're bringing that, so it's gonna be a lot of fun.
It'll be a belt fit. There's gonna be enough room on the table with all the belts.
Right. You have to have a security guard just to guard them all.
Yeah, and you know, come by and see us. You know, if you've heard the show, let us know. Tell us how you feel about it. If you haven't heard the show, why not?
Yeah.
We'll give you a card. Start listening to it.
Yeah, we're definitely open to suggestions.
Yeah. And if you've got it, for those of you that have heard us before, if you've got feedback, right, wrong, or indifferent, we need the feedback to make the show better for you guys.
Yep, absolutely. We got thick skin. We can take it.
Yeah. If there's something we're not covering that you'd like, great. If there's something you don't care for, let us know.
Yeah. How many more episodes do you want us to talk about The Conjuring? You know, let us know that.
But don't hurt me, please. Do not hurt me. I tried. You notice I didn't bring it up in the last recording we did.
Yeah, you did good.
I came close. When he is talking about his wife and Insidious and everything, he's like, oh, shut up, Jim.
You saw that door opening, didn't you?
I did, and I closed it. I'm sorry. I'm excited about that.
Oh, I am too. I am too.
And I'm sure our listeners are, Jim, shut the hell up. Yeah. We know. We know, Jim. We know.
All right.
Come up to the booth and tell me, Jim, shut up.
There you go.
We look forward to it. All the wrestlers, all the fans, you know, and vendors, you know, Squared Circle, the organizers really hit a home run last year when they first brought it out, because what an amazing show that was. And this one's going to be even bigger.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Like I said, it's a good time. Like I said, everybody's friendly and gets along. And like you said, even the fans, you know, we enjoy talking with the fans and having fun with them and, you know, doing some shenanigans and all that. So, yeah, like I said, we're just going to go in there and do whatever. Yeah, have some fun with it.
Yeah, and you never know who you're going to meet in the elevator.
Yeah, yeah, I'm sure we'll have some elevator stories. It's usually hard, especially with that many people, it's going to be hard not to.
Right. I'm putting my hand up to meet Scarlett Bordeaux in the elevator.
There you go. Just to say you rode an elevator with her, huh?
I'll sit there at the corner waiting for her to go up, and I'll pop. Drop
it. And then we can make out our new Conjuring after we do Conjuring. Then it could be like, remember that time I was in the elevator with Scarlett Bordeaux? It's like, have we talked about that yet?
just, you know, I talk too much sometimes, but.
Oh, that'd be like me getting in the elevator with Kane Hodder. I'd probably bring that up every episode.
Well, we're going to have to arrange that sometime. Just right. just to fade some of the heat off of me. I mean, so who do you really want to meet there, Donnie? I mean,
the kid in me wants to meet a lot of the old stars for sure. And which, you know, and also he's an old star as well, but the business person in me and wrestling promoter, I think my most anticipated one is Al Snow. I would love to just be able to sit there and just pick his brain about, you know, how to, you know, grow a promotion and how to, you know, like his school and stuff he's got, his university, that interests me. You know, how he runs his promotion interests me, you know, how he educates, you know, just picking his brain, getting as much knowledge out of it as I can. And, you know, 'cause that's just like where my head's at. I'm always trying to learn, always trying to make things better. So, I mean, I think he's probably my most anticipated one, to be honest. And then, you know, like I said, fan wise, which of course I loved him as a fan, you know, as well. And then, you know, that, and all, of course, you know, Ricky the Dragon, you know, Scarlett Bordeaux, of course, you know, and, cause I know she wants a picture with me, you know, she's, you know, I can just tell, I can just see it in her eyes. Matt Cardona, he's a good one. And I just like to talk like wrestling figures and stuff with him on that. You know, I think that'd be a good conversation. So, I mean, quite a few.
All right. Well, you know, one of the ones at top of my list is Lex Luger. I mean,
yeah,
I watched Lex at his height of his career, and him and Ricky Steamboat, definitely Ted DiBiase, a lot of the old school. But if I want to go to, I want to say they're, I don't know, Crazy Steve from Impact. Always wanted to meet him. I know the wife has.
Yeah.
You know, the beautiful people. I've met Angelina Love. Haven't met Velvet Sky yet, so that's on my bucket list.
Yeah.
And then there's Mickie James and Sabu from ECW.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then Shark Boy, you know, we've met Shark Boy before. He's always entertaining. And
oh, yeah.
Oh, Shell, yeah, you know.
Yeah. Yep. Like I said, there's a ton of them on here.
The Steiner Brothers.
Yep. Current Hall of Famers, just inducted.
So, I mean, if you guys want to see this whole list, if you haven't made your plans yet, go to squaredcirclex.com and go to the guest list.
Right.
And don't forget the wrestling show on Saturday night, Reckoning.
Mm-hmm.
What a stacked card that is! 10 matches.
Oh yeah.
And I had it up, and it disappeared on me.
Yeah, well, I mean, while you're hunting that again, I mean, like the vendors, we don't really talk about the vendors that much, but you know, the vendors are a big part of conventions too, and there's like a ton of them. There's wrestling promotions. There's comics, you know, comic and collectibles. I mean, there's going to be podcasters like us, and you know, there's like merchandising, you know, posters. I mean, just music, all kind of different stuff. And I mean, it's going to be very cool. And that's kind of one of the things I'm looking forward to as well. Is I kind of want to like roam the vendor booths. I didn't get a chance to do it much last year, so I want to try to do it more this year. But I just kind of want to roam the, you know, the booths and just chat it up with all the people in the booths and stuff for a little bit.
Sure. Oh, definitely. I mean, a lot of great vendors last year. Some didn't make sense. Most did.
Uh-huh.
Like I bought a Darth Vader Funko Pop.
Yeah. Well, I almost bought back that Jason Voorhees collectible, if you remember, but it was too much. They wanted like $120 or some shit for it. And I was like, no, I'm good. It's like, I love him, but not that much.
And, you know, I've got some great prints of Sting that I bought last year by a very talented artist.
Mm-hmm.
That are actually hanging up on my wall in my studio right now.
Yeah, I think he's going to be back there. I can't remember the name. I'm looking. Yeah, Albert Moore. Maybe was it Albert Moore? Was that who it was?
I think so.
Because they're showing him. That's he's going to be there.
AJ Moore. Yeah, it's going to be.
So, yeah, so he'll be back there. I'll have to look and see if they got some good stuff, you know, for me.
Oh, he does. He does great. I mean, his drawings are really cool. I can't see it because of my background, but there's one behind me of NWO Sting.
Yeah.
With the red face paint.
Mm-hmm.
But the Reckoning, Squared Circle Expo. I found the card.
All right.
And it's like, it's 10 matches.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to read the whole card, but the SCX championship is the current champion, Jake Omen versus Matt Cardona. Will Matt Cardona add another belt to his collection?
Yeah, he's on a hot streak lately, so you never know.
You got Lord Crew versus Nick Aldis, former heavyweight champion.
Yeah.
You got Brian Myers and Swoggle versus Jack Vaughn and Lightning Tim Lutz.
Yeah, there you go.
Shane Douglas versus Sergeant Ledbetter. There's an SCX Tag Team Championship. Shark Boy and Fuego del Sol versus Heath and Rhino. And that's just a few of the matches. Like I said, there's 10 matches total. It's a really good card that's going on here. And there's some local indie talent that are wrestling some national televised talent. So, wow.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and that's kind of a neat mix. You don't see that a whole lot, you know. Usually it's, you know, the stars versus the stars, so to speak. But, yeah, they're taking, like, an indie guy and putting it with a guy that's, you know, got some name value. And I think that's very cool.
Yeah, I do, too. And in most matches, that's the way it is. I mean, So I can't wait to see that. My friend Mikey bought me and Chris tickets to go see that. So
nice. Very cool.
The nice thing is after the show, I can just get in the elevator and go up to my room.
Yep. There you go. It's nice. You'll like it.
So that's, you know, that's Squared Circle coming up. I mean, Adolfo really, really busted their asses to put together a great show, and I'm sure it will be.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So let's talk about what else is going on with New Ohio Wrestling.
Yeah, like I said, we got a busy summer and fall, early fall coming at us here in the next few weeks, May the 14th. And like I said, a couple of them we've already had signed for a while. A couple of these we just recently got. And this is one of them. May 14th is Rosemore Middle School in Whitehall, Ohio. And it's a benefit we're doing. It's a fundraiser for the athletic department. And the Whitehall schools is alma mater to our own half pint punk Eric Smalls. So it's going to be, you know, neat to get in there and let Smalls get in there and see some of his people he's grown up with and all that. So yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. But it's May 14th at the Rosemore Middle School in Whitehall, Ohio, and bell time is at 5 p.m. And so it'll be an early Saturday night. We'll be out of there at 8 o'clock, and they're about to be home early.
Except me.
Yeah, except you. So like I said, we got that going on, and they're interested in doing another one in the fall. And excuse me, but they want to do one possibly in the fall, so we may have another announcement with doing one with the high school maybe. So we'll just have to see how that goes, see if that pans out or not. And then like I said, this is going to be an OBETS summer for us, and we've partnered up with OBETS on three different occasions now. Two of them, they're calling it Full Throttle Thursdays. It's basically like a little festival on Thursday nights. And, you know, they're going to have like car shows, motorcycle shows. They're going to have food trucks, a little bit of vendors, and they're going to have some entertainment, some live bands, local bands. And on two of those, it's going to be every Thursday starting in May. And two of those Thursdays, New Ohio Wrestling is booked to be there. We're going to be doing a show on June the 16th. And that's a Thursday again. And then the next Thursday that we're going to be doing is July 14th. And those shows are going to run 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. It's a 3-hour festival, just like a little thing they do. And it's called Full Throttle Thursdays at the OBETS Fortress, or Fortress OBETS. So that'll be something neat, you know, come out and hang out with us. So we're going to have, some good cards and stuff on that. And the next one is, you know, we're going back to the Zucchini Fest with OBETS. I was contacted last week by them, and they said they want us back. So we're going to be back on that Monday again, September the 5th. So we will be there for the Zucchini Fest Monday, September 5th. We'll be there all day, and it's going to be a lot of fun. Just like last year, we came in, we did like 11 matches. We got a great reaction. We stole the show, people have said. And so we plan on doing that again. And so, you know, Obed Zucchini Fest on September 5th, we'll, you know, look for us to be there.
Did 2020 take its toll on your fitness? Well, body slam the pandemic and get back in shape with WrestleFit. This innovative program combines all the fitness regimens you'll need to reach your goals. The WrestleFit workout will bring strength training, cardio, and the world of professional wrestling together in a fun, new, and exciting way. Have yourself a blast working out with dumbbells, kettlebells, slam balls, ropes, tires, and an 18-foot full-size wrestling ring. The WrestleFit workout isn't just for pro wrestlers. The WrestleFit workout is for everybody. At the Now Training Center, you can pursue your fitness goals and learn how to train like a professional wrestler without all the bumps, bruises, and slams with the WrestleFit workout. Go to www.newohiowrestling.com/training for more information or stop by the Now Training Center at 625 Eastgate Parkway, Blacklick, Ohio, 43004, Unit 6137.
It's just going to be a busy summer. I mean, and
yeah,
you know, thankfully we're able to get back to that all after all of the COVID stuff.
Oh yeah.
And getting out there with the fans and everything. And, you know, when y'all come out to these shows, you may not see Donnie that much, but you definitely see me.
Yeah. You usually see me, but it's just me running around like a crazy person. Usually.
There's a blur that goes by and
right. Yeah. And like I said, this is actually refreshing to see, like getting all these shows scheduled. And cause you know, like I said, we're coming out of COVID and we, you know, when the 2020, we had big plans that we hadn't told a lot of people about. And, you know, we had the Arnold and we had all this other stuff lined up that was going to basically set us off. And it got took away basically because of COVID and shut down. So now we're starting over and, you know, we're ramping back up, you know, like I said, we got four shows lined up, you know, for so far. And like I said, we won't be at the Ohio State Fair this year. Unfortunately, that didn't work out. We had our contract signed with them for 2020. And then we, again, with COVID, it got shut down and they're starting back up this year, but we did not come to an agreement to come back there. So hopefully we can work something out with them and go back in 2023. But so that's still on the table. But, you know, like I said, we're working with the Whitehall schools and doing some fundraising. And that's kind of like what we like to do, like the event type stuff like that. You know, like I said, we're already accustomed to the big events like the Arnold's and, you know, the Expos Air. And then we did 2 days at the fair. So the big, you know, multiple day events were kind of, yeah, it's kind of like our niche and we're accustomed to that, but you know, we want to get back to more like the fair festivals, like the Zucchini Fest and some Full Throttle Thursdays and stuff like that, as well as, you know, start working with some schools and some organizations and doing some kind of fundraising. So, you know, we're going to try to start ramping it up. You know, we're, you know, accustomed to doing maybe, you know, 4 to 6 shows a year, but we want to kind of ramp that up and go to either every month, every other month, or, you know, every month and see what we can do with it.
So I'm going to drop this out there just because I want to and try to help you out. And what I wanted to say is, if there's anybody listening or watching, if you know somebody that would be interested in sponsoring some of these shows,
yeah,
reach out to us. I mean, it's great exposure for the name, for the brand. Uh-huh. People are going to see your brand around the arena or the ring or somewhere. And they're definitely going to be announced by me during the shows. You know, and there's different tiers of sponsorship.
Uh-huh.
You know, find the sponsorship that fits you and we'll get you into the loop and make sure that you get the recognition that you deserve. So,
yeah. And we also hang on certain sponsorship levels. We also hang their banners up in the training center.
Right.
Yeah. We just had one of our sponsors from the Arnold and we hung her banners up and they're right in our training center hung up right now. So, you know, yeah, there's different sponsorship levels and I appreciate that. Yeah. But definitely any and all help, you know. It all helps. We work together. The more people we can get working together, the more we can make happen. It's all about connections.
Right. So, you know, if you're interested, reach out to New Ohio Wrestling. If you know of somebody that might be interested, let them know. I mean,
mm-hmm.
it can't hurt to try and it's nothing but exposure. So it's a win-win.
For everyone. Oh yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, like I said, that's a lot of the wrestling on the plate. And as everybody knows, the training center, we do the WrestleFit programs. We got the Ohio Pro Wrestling Academy, and they're training up some new students for us. And, you know, we got some other things on the plate for the training center. So it's, you know, that's going on full, you know, full steam ahead. And then, of course, you know, we're into the getting close to the summer. So that means, just, you know, the halfway to Halloween haunt season, you know. And like I said, I'm actually doing this weekend with the Carnage Haunted House. We're doing like a little Easter egg hunt type haunt where you go through and hunt for Easter eggs while we try to get you. And so that's been a lot of fun. Last night was a lot of fun. We're doing one again tonight. So, yeah, we're getting into the haunt season. And, I said last year we were part of the Obetz haunt. I don't know if we're doing that again this year. I'm assuming we will, but we haven't really reached and talked about it yet. So, like I said, it's going to be a busy year. A lot of exciting things happening.
Yay.
Yeah. Not a bad thing, huh?
No, not at all. So that's all I've got. You know, we just wanted to do this quick show because we're going to be busy at the Squared Circle Expo.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we wanted to put it out there to come out and see the Squared Circle Expo, stop by the WrestleWhore booth, say what's up. And, you know, like I said, the New Ohio Wrestling's got a lot of big shows coming up. So, you know, come out and see those and just stay tuned and keep posted. We got a lot of good stuff heading your way.
Yeah, and if you come by the booth during SCX and you're interested in WrestleFit, we can talk about that too.
Yes, like I said, Superman Onyx is going to be there. He's actually our WrestleFit trainer. So if you like to learn, and he's a certified personal trainer. He's been doing it, you know, a decade or so. So we got the right guy in there to do it. So yeah, if you want to learn how to get fit, and you know, like I said, it's working for me, so I'm keep on doing it. You know, yeah, we can definitely talk about that as well. If you're looking to get trained, you know, we'll have information with the Ohio Pro Wrestling Academy. So, I mean, yeah, we're going to have all the bases covered. We're going to have wrestling and horror and all that.
So you tell Onyx he needs to come down here and train me.
Yeah, there you go. He does online virtual training. He can get you on. He can get you set up for some online stuff.
Yeah, that's a thought.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he did one class the other day. He trained a class at the training center, and he went and got in his car and sat out in his car and had like 12 people on there doing a online workout. So I was like, that's pretty cool.
Look into.
Yeah, definitely talk to him about it this weekend.
Okay. So I guess that's going to be a wrap
for this episode.
We will hopefully see you at the Squared Circle Expo. If not, we hope to see you at one of our upcoming shows.
Mm-hmm.
For my co-host Donnie Hoover, I am Meat Hook Jim. We are the Wrestle Horror Podcast, and we will catch you on the next episode.
See you guys.
Thanks for listening. Make sure you follow us on all of our social media outlets, facebook.com/WrestleHorror. Instagram @WrestleHorror, Twitter @WrestleHorror, on YouTube @TheWrestleHorror Channel. And you can also find us on our website, www.WrestleHorror.com.